back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. An amazing purchase, and this blows me away. There increasingly are people who are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for basically digital versions of events. Digital versions. There was a guy that paid... I swear, see, Luke is a young man. He understands all this. I think it's crazy as hell. There was a guy that paid $64 million for a digital version of a picture. There's a sucker born every minute. There's a sucker born every minute. But listen to this in the NBA. I'm a huge NBA fan. I had season tickets. I'm not kidding, to 42 games one year. I couldn't go to them all. I had to give them a lot away in the office. Had a 10-pack. Love the Bucks. 10-pack. Giannis Antetokounmpo, megastar, most valuable player, that kind of thing. There was a digital version of a rookie moment of his. He goes up for a dunk, and then he does a reverse layup. It's cool. It's very, very cool. It's very cool. I couldn't do it. Are you kidding me? I was cut from the freshman basketball team. I could not do it. However, although I was short at the time, I hadn't grown yet. However, this thing went for 14 grand on one site. 14 grand going up for a duck, reverse layup. There's a thing called the NBA Top Shot Marketplace. That's what it's called. 31 users bid for it, and it sold to one of them for 42,000. Now, I'm going, why would I pay anything? Why don't you just tape the thing, okay? They'll sell you the right, a license to use it. So what? If you have it, where are you going to deal with it? You know, you're not going to resell it. If you try, there's a lot of less risky events, and like the 500 S&P index fund, that would be a heck of a lot riskier. It went on Golden Auction site for $136,530. Now there's a guy with some serious cash lying around. Serious cash. A LeBron James dunk from February went for $250,000. $250,000 for a digital moment. There's a deal between the NBA and an outfit called Dapper Labs. They sell NFTs, non-fungible tokens, they call them. NFTs, I haven't the faintest idea what they are. No desire to know what they are. They claim they're like baseball cards. Okay, well, I mean, you could buy a rookie card. Now, a rookie card, I think, for Mickey Mantle right now is going for $2 million. I get it. But, you know, Mickey Mantle's had a long career and he's been dead a long time and everybody knows he's good, or Babe Ruth type thing. But pixels, you can keep basically looking at those, reproducing them. And I just think that people that pay this kind of money, but I'm going to leave you, before we go to the next topic, with a very sad thing in my mind. Do you know who Dante DiVincenzo is? Dante DiVincenzo is a basketball player. He's a darn good one, too. He's a spark plug. He's on the team. He's excellent. He did a layup against the Atlanta Hawks in January. Guess how much it went for? $6. $6. Give me a break. Give me a break. LeBron goes for $250. Antetokounmpo, Giannis, goes to something like 14 Jesus to one guy and 136 to another and 42 to another. Dante, my man, went for $6. That is poor. Very, very poor. The ball went right in the hoop, just like it did for the others. I think this is all crazy. I personally think these guys are getting fleeced, and I have no sympathy for them. Absolutely no sympathy. Anybody who has a lot of money lying around like that, why don't you just give it to a worthy cause? Give it to a university or something, for Pete's sake. But anyway, there you have it. And a guy did pay $64 million for a digital version of a picture. I'll tell you what, you know, we're not talking Michelangelo here either. I mean, this picture was kind of a gnarly looking picture. To each his own, as what your taste is. But $64 million for pixels, you know, I think that there's a danger of fraud. But, you know, people go in it eyes wide open. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do about that? And the answer is not much. We talked about poisoning our water, the Republican Party. Well, the DNR has just issued a forever chemical warning on trout from Silver Creek. You know where that is? It's in Monroe County. Monroe County, Silver Creek. And you take trout from Silver Creek. A lot of people like to go to Silver Creek in Monroe County, fish for trout. They say don't eat more than one trout a month. Now, the minute a DNR says don't eat more than one trout a month, I'm not eating any trout. I mean, they're saying, well, you can tolerate a little bit of poison. Well, no, I can't. And I don't feel like tolerating any poison. Now, this is spreading around the state. Monroe County is not near Kewaunee County, where they're drinking bottled water. It's not near Marinette County, they're drinking bottled water. It's nearer to La Crosse, but, you know, it's a little ways away, and they're drinking bottled water in parts of La Crosse County. Now, the fish, somehow these forever chemicals, forever means forever. They're going to be there forever. Republicans will say, well, in a couple hundred thousand years, they'll clean out. Okay, great. Great. Who's around a couple hundred thousand years from now? How many of your ancestors you think would even recognize you a couple hundred years from now, a thousand years from now, or even a couple hundred years from now? There should be no cancer-causing chemicals in any of the fresh water in Wisconsin. Period. End of story. Period. End of story. There should be no forever chemicals anywhere in Wisconsin. And there are. And it's increasing. And you know that when it's in Marinette County and it's up in Kewaunee County, it's leached into the water. It's leached into Green Bay. The minute it gets into Green Bay and it's there, it's going to get into Lake Michigan and it's going to get into the Great Lakes. It's starting to hit trout. It's hit deer. So you think you're a hunter, do you? You think you're a fisherman? Yeah. Well, you like to eat what you catch? Yeah, you should. You like to eat what you shoot? Yeah, you should. Well, you're not going to do it. You're going to go around eating, well, you're not going to eat them. What you're going to go around is shoot and catch cancer-causing flesh, and you're going to have to throw it away or burn it. This is wrong. This is very wrong. This is what you get with a Republican legislature, with a gerrymandered legislature. They have obstructed the DNR from even testing wastewater for forever chemicals because they claim that wastewater is not a stated place they can test in the regulation, but the regulation, no regulation gives everywhere you can test. They'll say they're entitled to test. And they ask to test, and if the company won't let them, they can go to court and get an administrative warrant, and it's all very lawful. It's been going on forever. Wastewater. They say, well, probably it's okay, but Voss has to approve it. And Voss smirks. He smirks because 3M and a lot of donors to the Republican Party make things that result in forever chemicals. And he goes, well, sounds like a good idea. I have to study it. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. This is the dance that's going on, and you're voting for that. What you're voting for is to poison trout. You're voting to poison deer. You're voting to have people drink bottled water in Kewaunee, Marinette, La Crosse, and pretty soon Monroe County. And part of Dane, you know, there are carcinogens, forever chemicals in Dane County in some of the streams because of the firefighting foam used at the airport. There will come a day in the not too distant future where everybody in Wisconsin will drink bottled water if they want to protect their kids and protect themselves. That is a sad, sad day. We had clean water till the Republican Party got a gerrymandered legislature. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.